Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Lorraine Gordon, your online coach of ajourneyintonow.com and the founder of The Happiness Way. And this show is about creating the life of your dreams, creating life the way you want it to be. And if you've been enjoying this information, please email me at lorraine@ajourneyintonow.com. And in the subject line, put in email list, and I'll send you a bunch of free stuff, various reports and sales information, promotional information. But I will be giving you and sending you a lot of free information and questionnaires and things to help you discover the direction you're supposed to be taking in your life. And that's what this show today is all about. It's about finding out your inner purpose, your soul's greatest desire. And this is the second teaching of the series, The Happiness Way. And I will be doing probably 5 or maybe 7. I haven't decided yet. It's taking on a life of its own. So this series will go until it's done. And I will be sharing with you a simple formula for creating happiness that will take you easily from A to Z and get you results fast. But you have to follow through. You have to do it. And today's teaching is about discovering your purpose. And this means the reason you're here on Earth at this particular time in this particular place. So, have you ever sat down and thought, what is my purpose in life? What is my passion? Where do I go from here? Most of us certainly have had those thoughts and those important life questions. These are some of the most common questions that we've all struggled with, regardless of where you are in life. Either you could be just starting out on your career, you could be retired. You have a purpose for this particular time in your life. Your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. And the Buddha said your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. And Wayne Dyer said, have you ever felt empty, like you aren't really doing anything important or fulfilling? Have you ever looked around at all that you've accomplished and wondered why it seemed so important at the time? And then he said, when I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous. When I focused on giving of myself. So we touched on the following questions lightly in the last week's teaching, but now we're going to delve more deeply into you so that you can really get the insights and the answers that you need to discover your purpose. And when you're doing your purpose, you will be happy, fulfilled, and joyful. And the Dalai Lama said, the purpose of our lives is to be happy. So think of that. The purpose of your life is to be happy. And these teachings will help bring you into a happy place. So I want to start by asking you a couple of questions. And I'm asking you to take good notes and please take this seriously. If you do these exercises the way I'm setting them out, you will get the answers you're looking for. And I'm making this very simple for you and taking you from A to Z in an easy to understand way that will quickly give you results. So follow along and get a pencil and a paper. First question, what are you dreaming about? Think back to when you were a small child. When you daydreamed, what did you find yourself thinking about? As a small child, I could often be seen lying face up in the grass, staring at the clouds. And I would imagine what different shapes looked like, and many times that brought me into a place of imagining what I wanted to be when I grew up. not what my mother wanted me to be, or my father, or my teachers, or society, but what I wanted to be. So it's important to spend the time writing down these questions, and then when you can, go into a relaxed state and remember back to when you were little and you used to daydream. You might have been looking up at the clouds. You might have been daydreaming at school. You might have been play-acting a role. No matter, what were your daydreams about? And again, be sure and write these things down, because by the time you do all that I ask you to do in this series, you will have the direction you've been wanting, but I want you to have it in writing in front of you. So by doing these things, you're going to get the clues that the universe has been trying to give you, the clues that maybe you've been too busy to give yourself the time to discover, or maybe you haven't yet developed your paying attention and listening skills. And we're going to work on that too. Simple techniques that teach you how to listen to the answers to the questions I'm having you pose to yourself. You will learn to listen at the time you pose the question, and also, maybe even more importantly, you'll listen to the answers you'll get at other times. The answers that the universe points you to through various means. It might come through synchronicity, or you might think of something as a coincidence, your dreams, things that you constantly hear others saying, opportunities that keep popping up for you, maybe the first thing you pay attention to while listening to the radio. These can all be clues. There are many ways to listen to the answers, and this series will teach you how to do that, to pay attention and use the information to create the best possible life for yourself and for others that you care for, and to make a contribution during your lifetime. This teaching will give you the tools to move forward on your purpose. Now, ask yourself, and be sure to write the question and the answer down. What is the future you have in mind for yourself? And again, it doesn't matter where you are in life. You could be just starting out. You could be retired. You still have a future. And most importantly, is there a future that you had in mind at one time but you've given up? Write that down. What does that look like? Now, do it either now. You can do it now or make an appointment to do the exercise, with yourself when you have time to really ponder it. You can listen to this again and stop and start it as you work on answering the questions. And I'm also creating a workbook for this entire series that will bring you through the questions and answer discovery exercises, as well as suggestions that will make the process fun and easy. So you will be able to find that on my website before long. Ask yourself the question, what future would I like? Now, close your eyes and do a complete filling in of the picture. See yourself in that position, whatever that may be. And notice, what are you wearing? Is anyone else in the picture? Just use your imagination. Look at your face in the picture in your mind. Are you smiling? Do you seem content and happy? Now, if not, this is probably not your dream, probably not your purpose. And it could be one that was given to you by someone else, and you've mistaken it for your own. And if that was the outcome of this exercise, then repeat it at another time, perhaps in a moment or in an hour or in a day or two, but continue repeating it along with the other directives I've given you until you see a happy, satisfied look on your face, and until you feel calm and comfortable in your body with no resistance. Then that will be your direction. So answer the following question regard to the purpose you believe you have figured out for yourself. When you believe that you have your answer or what you want to do or feel is your purpose, then ask yourself, what is that going to give you emotionally and do for your life that you feel you don't have now? So once again, when you think of what you believe is your purpose, but something that you haven't been able to achieve or get into at this point in your life, what is that going to give you emotionally or in your world that you don't have now? So take a moment and imagine what this future is going to give you emotionally and financially. And how about inner satisfaction? How does this impact others in your life, people you care about? Go back into that place of imagining yourself having what you believe you've been wanting and see the look on your face. Are you content? Are you happy? And now answer this. Why do you want that for yourself? Very seriously, why? Be sure to ask and answer these questions in writing. You might not be able to do it while you're listening to it. You might have to stop and start this at a later time. You can do so, you know, either if you get it as a CD or I think on the archives. Once you see your answer in black and white, you can determine if those are the benefits that actually mean something to you. Or is it possible that the benefits will mean something to someone other than you? So then I ask you, is it your idea to make that reality yours? Or was this something that was ingrained in you by someone else? So when you think of being that or doing that, whatever it is you're seeing in your mind's eye, do you feel like this was really your idea? Can you remember back to a time when you were told that this was what would make you happy? Now, don't get me wrong, you could have been pushed into a specific direction, and that doesn't always mean that it won't make you happy. It could, but this is one way to find out. And if it doesn't really make you happy, if the benefits of living that life aren't really satisfying your wants and needs and aren't in alignment with your values, then it's time to really find out what your purpose is. I'm not saying whatever it is, whatever you're seeing in your mind's eye isn't your purpose, but I want you to discover, is this really yours, or was this something that you were kind of pushed into? Let's find out for sure. This is your life. So ask yourself, are you looking to fulfill your dream, or are you spending your life fulfilling someone else's dream? And if it wasn't your dream and you realize that this might not even make you happy, it's really not your purpose. Remember back to the times you were being influenced. Think back. Close your eyes for a moment. Who are you listening to? Who is giving you these compelling ideas? And the ideas may have sounded like, you are supposed to do this. Or you're supposed to do that. Or maybe they sounded like, you will make us happy if you do this or when you do that. Or you should do this and you should do that. We all heard these things growing up. So if it isn't your idea, are you willing to continue living your life to fulfill someone else's dream? I hope your answer is no. Now, if your answer is yes, ask yourself, why are you so willing to live your life to fulfill someone else's fantasy? Now, keep your eyes closed and ask yourself, why would I be willing to live my life to fulfill someone else's ideal? These are your hours. Your days, your minutes, creating something that's supposed to make someone else happy. So list the benefits of why you would do that. And look at the answers and ask yourself once again, why am I living my life to make someone else happy? And now see yourself in that position once again. How do you look? What is your energy like? Are you fulfilled and happy and content? Maybe you are, but I want you to be certain. Again, this is your life. Listen to the following quote by Og Mandino. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, will I apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. Og Mandino. Are you doing that? Are you straining your potential until it cries for mercy? So if you didn't write these things down, I want to encourage you to listen to this again, but with a pencil and a paper, because these questions will shed light on your life, your values, and the direction your life is heading in. Now, answer the following questions. When I'm happy, blank has to occur. So fill in the blank. When I'm happy, blank has to occur. And the next question, I will be happier when blank happens or I have more of blank. Once again, fill in the blanks. I'm going to repeat that one. I will be happier when blank happens or I have more of blank. And the next question, I am happiest when I am blank. And that could be an activity or maybe being with a person, a special person or whatever. But that question again is, I am happiest when I am blank. And the next question I want you to answer is, my blank makes me happy. Now reread your answers. And if you've been following these and similar teachings, then you know, at least intellectually, that things do not create happiness. Other people don't create happiness for you and shouldn't be held responsible for your happiness. If, when you read your answers, any of them have to do with people or things that you're depending on outside of yourself, then I will ask you to reconsider and at least realize that you are the only one that can create happiness for yourself. You are the only constant in your life, and your relationship with universal energy or the divine or God or whatever term you like to use, you are the only constant in your life. I am not knocking having things. I love things. And I'm fortunate to have a lot, and I've worked very hard to achieve the things that I've achieved, and I've done it in a very metaphysical way. If you've been listening to me, you know that I teach manifestation skills. I've certainly gone through my struggles and my winning and my losing. I've made it and I've lost it and I've brought it back again. And that's a whole other story, but one many of you will relate to. But I can tell you that true happiness doesn't come from acquiring things. Certainly it's nice to have lovely things, and it's really nice to know you can acquire them. But true and lasting happiness comes, really, when you're fulfilling your purpose. So how do we find out what that is? And for most of us, it means making some kind of mark on the world, leaving it a better place for us having been here. And that doesn't have to be in a big way. It could be just helping one other person. It could be being an example for another or others. Service. It's about giving. You may want to think to yourself, what do I have to give the world? How could I benefit someone? Or maybe many someones. And listen to this quote by Mitch Albom. The way you get meaning into your life is to devote yourself to loving others. Devote yourself to your community around you and devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning. And I am saying it normally has to do with service. Now, according to the Edgar Cayce philosophy, each person living on earth is here for a specific soul purpose. A purpose that no one else can fulfill. The philosophy goes like this. For some people, it may be their work. And for others, it could be that they live a life that's an example for others. And if you feel like you've been at it for a while, finding your purpose, that is, take heart. Because finding and living your life's purpose really is a lifelong process. It kind of changes as you go. But it's a fulfilling process. The saying goes, when we know better, we do better. When we know better, we do better. And as you grow and learn, greater opportunities open for fulfilling your higher purpose. So ask yourself the following questions and write the questions and your answers down. What makes your heart sing? What makes your heart sing? When in life do you feel a sense of wonder? When in life do you feel a sense of wonder? In what way do you feel called to be of service to others? In what way do you feel called to be of service to others? And when do you feel closest to your Creator? When do you feel closest to your Creator? It makes sense that when you feel happy and joyful, you are fulfilling your higher purpose. When you feel free and almost childlike and in awe, that's a good sign that you are on purpose. This teaching is all about discovery and becoming really conscious of the answers and the signs that will come to you, that are already coming to you all the time. But this teaching will make you more aware of it. You'll be able to listen better. You will see the signs. You will hear the information as you need it. So make a conscious decision. Make an intention to notice the times when you feel happy and joyful and childlike and in awe. And often it is when we're helping others. These feelings are your biggest clues, so notice and listen and pay attention. And later in this teaching, I will be leading you in a guided meditation where you will have the opportunity to ask your higher self the following questions. What is my soul's purpose, and why am I here on earth at this time? This process will help you be more aware of the answers when they come, and they will come. They could come to you during the meditation, or maybe not at that exact moment, but don't despair if the answer doesn't come to you immediately. You simply have to listen to that still, small voice from within and watch and listen to the clues that are always around you, but you've been too busy to pay attention to. And we'll get into more on that during the hour that I will talk about living in the present moment in this series. Synchronicity. Often, synchronicity is your clue. Is it synchronicity or is it coincidence? Our culture has taught us not to trust anything that can't be measured or verified. We haven't been taught to look at these things as messages that we can learn from. And instead, we disregard the message as simply being a coincidence. And I urge you to look at this way. Look at it this way, as if every coincidence is meaningful. Then it's up to you to discover the meaning. And you know the meaning, believe me. You're the person experiencing it, and you do know the meaning. You just have to learn to open up and hear the answers coming from yourself. And if understanding doesn't just come to you, then be sure to write down the synchronicity or coincidence that you're having in your life, and then go into meditation or in times of quiet contemplation and simply ask your higher self what the meaning of that particular synchronicity was, and expect an answer. You may not get the answer at that moment. It could come in another way at another time, but be open and expect the answer, and believe me, you'll get it. And it can start with a simple intention to listen. And again, during the guided meditation in this teaching, I will emphasize listening and give you tools and directives to develop that skill. From this day forward, accept even the most obvious coincidence as important guidance. Look at it that way. I urge you, pay attention to your synchronicity. Now, it can never be proven for sure, but there are too many stories about mysterious and miraculous things happening that guide people's lives when they least expect it. And it would serve us to look at these things as more than just chance happenings. We've all heard stories of an unexpected phone call that makes one late, but it keeps them from a tragedy. Maybe they don't get on that plane or the freeway, or getting stopped because of a broken traffic light. And because of that, they miss a hideous crash that they might have been involved in. Or how about the person that you've heard of that suddenly gets a gift of money when they absolutely are completely down on their luck and they need it? Or a dream that turns out to be true or certainly worthwhile guidance. Or we've certainly heard the stories of simple words given to another when those words are unknown to the sayer and it actually causes that person not to commit suicide. I'm sure we've all heard that story or stories. So why are these, ask yourself, why are these things orchestrated? Enjoy them. Enjoy the miraculous. Celebrate the miraculous and the wonder of it all. And think back to things like that. Write them down. Things that may have happened to you and led you to where you are now, or possibly change the course of your life or someone that you love for the better. When thinking of something as only a coincidence, consider the following quote by the Buddha. All things appear and disappear because of the concurrence of causes and conditions. Nothing ever exists entirely alone. Everything is in relation to everything else. So I want to repeat that. All things appear and disappear because of the concurrence of cause and conditions. Nothing ever exists entirely alone. Everything is in relation to everything else. Think about it. When a synchronicity occurs, give it the attention it deserves. Write it down. Coincidence has been a term used by many indicating fluke, luck, or chance. But when you look to the heart of it, you will see there's a lot more to it than you think. And what's wrong with the word coincidence anyway? It's a word whose meaning has changed over the years. The word coincidence is actually two words, co and incidence, or when two things occur, and it's remarkable because it's simultaneous or because it's connected in some way, and it has nothing to do with luck or chance, although that's how most people are now looking at it. So it would serve you to think of these things as synchronicity, give them meaning, and possibly being divinely orchestrated. In thinking that way and paying attention to these happenings, and then being grateful for the guidance and stay in a place of wonder, you will receive more and more guidance and even clearer messages and direction. So I want to say that again. Give synchronicity the attention it deserves. Think of it as being divinely orchestrated. And in doing that and paying attention to these happenings and being grateful for them, you're going to receive more and more guidance and clearer guidance and direction. Now, I'm sure many of you are familiar with keeping gratitude journals or in noticing things to be grateful for. And there are two reasons for this. One is that when you're keeping your attention on your good, for example, the things you feel grateful for, you just feel happy and you feel blessed. And the other advantage is that the more you pay attention to something, the more it occurs. It's a simple manifestation law. What you give attention to grows. So it makes sense to give attention to the things that you feel are good and the things you're grateful for. What you are pay attention to grows. So be grateful for synchronicity and view it as a child would, with thankfulness and wonder, and you will receive more. It just keeps getting better and better. And think of this as well. The more you meditate and study and read inspirational material, the more you will identify with your higher self. And you'll find more synchronicities in your life, which when you're having a lot of synchronicity, it means you are moving in the right direction. And when you're at that point, you find many things manifesting for you. Many things that you want will easily manifest for you. And it's important to know and always remember that your higher self is always communicating with you. Now, your purpose is the whole reason you're here on Earth. You're here for your purpose. So doesn't it make sense that your higher self's greatest desire is for you to fulfill that purpose? Once again, listen and notice and pay attention, because the clues are all around you. And if you take this seriously and you really want to fulfill your purpose, you will get the answers you're seeking and find out what that purpose is. And when you do, I guarantee you that in fulfilling that purpose, you will be the happiest you can ever imagine. Even happier than you can now imagine, because that's what you came here to do. The more you practice these teachings and the more you pay attention to the signs and signals and the synchronicities, you will begin to feel or simply know the correct action or direction to take. You're going to begin to be in a place known as expanded awareness, which means you have access to information and intelligence that is beyond your personal intellect. Now, doesn't everybody want that? Don't we all want access to information that's beyond our personal intellect? You will be in touch with expanded awareness because you'll be paying attention to it, and you'll be open to receiving. And once again, this intelligence is always available to you, but you have to be open to it and be willing to see and listen. And then the gifts of more and more will just keep on coming to you. You kind of get into a rhythm with it. The more you see and hear, the more there is for you to see and hear. And you'll find your inner voice becoming louder because you've been paying attention. And I know I sound a little like a broken record, but that's what you have to do, and I want you to really know it. Making decisions will be far easier because you'll have so much more information to go on than strictly your own intellect. And you'll find life much more exciting, and you'll be happily looking for the clues that will guide you step by step. The more you work with these teachings and do the practices that I'm suggesting here, listening and availing yourself to expanded awareness, you will find yourself getting direction that at times will bring together something that originally seemed to you to be totally contradictory. All of a sudden, something will make sense to you, and you will feel absolutely joyful. And it may come like a flash of knowingness. And when those things happen, please write me, because I love to hear about your successes. A lot of you are writing me now, and I want a lot more of you to write to me, because it spurs me on. This is my purpose. Think of it this way. When things happen more and more frequently, you're connecting with your higher self, and that reunites you with your whole reason for being here. The Buddha said, when you realize how perfect everything is, you will tilt your head back and laugh at the sky. So the next time something seems sort of miserable to you, remember those words. The Buddha said, when you realize how perfect everything is, you will tilt your head back and laugh at the sky. So when we realize and appreciate every moment as perfect, we're okay with, and we're understanding that we are not able to see the bigger picture. So often accepting that we don't necessarily know the bigger picture, and allowing and appreciating what is, even if in our eyes it looks bad to us, we then can get to that place of good that we wouldn't have gotten to had we not accepted the present moment. So let me repeat that so it's really clear. Think of it this way. It's like you're an actor in a movie, and you're only given one page of the script at a time. And let's say the heroine of this movie goes skiing and breaks her leg, which ruins her ski vacation, and probably many, many months of recuperation. She won't be able to walk or go about her normal routine, and she could be feeling pretty miserable about it. She's only got that page. She just knows she's broken her leg. But the writer and the director know that she will be meeting a very special someone that will greatly influence her life because of this chain of events. She's feeling really sorry for herself when she only has that page of the story. But a few pages later, she's met the love of her life in the doctor that takes care of her. Or she's a writer, and when brought into the hospital, she meets a publishing guru who also has a ski injury. And she makes a deal, and he gets her novel published. Or maybe her broken leg caused the doctors to do tests on her that she wouldn't have done normally, and they find a disease that they're able to cure because they caught it early. I mean, these things sound very dramatic, but I'm telling you, this happens, and often it happens in a much smaller way, but I'm dramatizing so you'll really get it. It could make a change with your future grandchildren's life. We don't really know, but I promise you, you only have one page of the story. You see, you never know, but go with the flow and look for the lessons. Look for the hints. Stay in touch with expanded awareness by honoring it and accepting the present moment as it is. Now, when you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. That's by Wayne Dyer. Now, answer the following questions or write them down, and then you can answer them later. I want you to name three talents or specialties you have or do. Anything you feel you're good at. Name a personality characteristic that you're really proud of and one that you believe serves you well. And name another personality characteristic that you fought throughout the years and you've tried to change, maybe one that you've been criticized for. And now name a physical quality you have that you're proud of. And now name a physical quality you have that you wish you didn't. Write these things down. Now, many of you have heard this story, but it's a good idea to hear it once again. This businessman was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna, and the businessman complimented the fisherman on his fish and asked him how long it took to catch them. The fisherman said, only a little while. And the businessman said, why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. And the fisherman said, because he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. And then the businessman asked, but what do you do with the rest of your time? And the fisherman said, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine, play guitar with my amigos, and I have a full and busy life. And the businessman scoffed and said, I'm a Harvard MBA. I could help you. You should spend more time fishing with the proceeds, buy a bigger boat. And then with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy lots of boats. And eventually you would have a fleet of fishing boats. And instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor, and eventually you'd open your own cannery. And you'd control the product. And you'd leave this small coastal fishing village and you'd move to Mexico City and then L.A. and then New York, where you would run your expanding enterprise. And then the fisherman said, but senor, how long will this take? And the businessman said, 15 to 20 years. But what then, senor? The businessman laughed and said, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions. And the fisherman says, millions, senor, then what? And the businessman said, then you would retire. You'd move to a small fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evening where you could sip wine, play your guitar with your amigos. And the fisherman, still smiling, looked up and said, isn't that what I'm doing right now? The man was at peace. He was happy. He had his purpose. It's okay if your purpose, if what makes you happy doesn't appeal to a Harvard MBA, if it doesn't appeal to your parents or your teachers or your minister or your rabbi or society in general, it's your purpose. When I realized my purpose, I was walking along a country road in my neighborhood and listening to a really great tape program. They didn't even have CDs then, and I thought what was asked of me was kind of silly and meaningless, but I answered and I did the exercises anyway. And voila, here I am doing my life's purpose, and I have been for many years. I am a teacher. I am an inspirational speaker, and I'm a coach, and I love it. And the questions you've been answering are much like the questions that gave me my answers. And later, I'll be giving you a similar directive in the guided meditation. My point is that I saw myself on a big stage passionately talking about something that I had overcome and inspiring the large audience to do what I had learned so they could also overcome their obstacles. And at the time, I had no idea what I would be talking about. I had many obstacles, but the vision was clear. I was radiant on that stage. I was energetic and passionate and purposeful. And my audience was leaning forward and listening to every word, and they were being impacted and inspired by the information I was giving them and the way I was giving it to them. I was marching back and forth on the stage with tremendous enthusiasm and confidence. I was holding a microphone and using it expertly, and I was happy, so on purpose, so charged with beingness. I could see that was my purpose. I had no idea how it would happen or even what I would be teaching, and that all came later, but I paid attention to the vision. So earlier in this teaching, I asked you to name things about your personality that you felt didn't serve you, and also things that did or do serve you, and I have a reason for asking you to answer all these questions. My questions and your answers will bring you to one of the most meaningful things in your life, and that is your reason for being. And the reason I say this is because of what I found out about me. I have a big personality, and that hasn't always served me in the best way. There have been times when I've put my foot in my mouth, I've embarrassed myself by saying too much or being too loud or too pushy. Hard to believe, right? And when I realized that I would be teaching and inspiring others and large numbers of people, I also realized that the reason I came into this earth at this time with this big personality and this level of confidence or teacherness is because I came here to influence, and you need a big and sometimes pushy personality to do that effectively. Or at least that's what works for me, and that's my reason for being. So now my big personality that got me in trouble and embarrassed me in the past is really my greatest asset. And when I figured that out, that was a happy day. That was the day that everything made sense. So for now, ask yourself the following questions and write this down and your answers as well. What does it take to make you happy? How happy are you whenever it occurs? How long does it last? How attached are you to it? That is, how unhappy are you when it isn't occurring? Okay, so let's now prepare for a guided meditation. I want to make sure we have time for that. So try to get relaxed. And in order to reap the full benefits, I want you to honor this time just for you. If now isn't a good time, make an appointment with yourself and come back to this later. But if you can, do it now. And put yourself in a quiet, comfortable environment where you feel safe and secure. And this isn't the type of guided visualization that you listen to in your car. So please do not attempt this while driving. Turn off the phone and all noise-making distractions. Take your shoes off, loosen your belt, and sit relaxed with your back in a straight, upright position and your head in alignment with your spine. You could choose a reclining position, but know that you could fall asleep. Sometimes you need this to fall asleep, and that's okay too. In order to begin, you will center yourself by taking deep, cleansing breaths. Now, close your eyes. Intend to relax your body and breathe in by inhaling through your nose, taking the air deeply into your diaphragm. Breathe in with me. Your belly should be ballooning out. Exhale slowly, also through your nose, and your belly should contract slightly. Your shoulders should not be moving up around your ears, and your chest should not be pumping in and out with every breath. This is all about the diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out, and as you exhale, your belly contracts slightly. So along with me, breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in, and breathing out. And just continue listening, taking these nice, deep, diaphragmatic breaths. And as you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought. Breathe. And simply bring yourself back to the sound of my voice. You might find this happening over and over. Simply observe the thought, allow it, and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Now, in a moment, we're going to do a 4-4 breath. While I explain it to you, just continue your deep belly breaths. Don't do it now. Just continue breathing deeply into your diaphragm. And once I've explained it, I'll tell you when to do it with me. So the explanation is you'll breathe into the count of four, then you'll hold your breath for the count of four, and you'll breathe out for the count of four, and you will hold for the count of four. And you'll do this four times. So now let's start. Breathing in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four. And simply continue taking nice deep belly breaths, breathing in through your nose, and out, and listen to the sound of my voice. Just follow along with me and come on this little journey. We're going to a beautiful and safe place, a place where you are completely yourself and there is no you that you have to be. You're simply you. And let's start by walking along a beautiful dirt path. You're on the path, and it's windy and surrounded by soft, grassy hills, dotted with big, beautiful rocks. And there are trees growing on each side of the path, allowing just enough sun to warm you and keep you comfortable. Walking this path is easier than you've ever found walking to be before. You feel highly energetic and strong, yet you're entirely at peace at the same time. The path is beginning to angle upwards, and you're happily moving up the hill. Just walking up the hill, calmly and happily. There are birds flying overhead, singing a lovely song. And although you are alone, you feel completely at ease. You feel at home. You're moving steadily up the hill, and you're on the smoothly tamped down dirt path. And there is a soft breeze, and it's just the right temperature. It's so refreshing and feels so good against your skin. And you're breathing deeply into your diaphragm as you go, breathing in and breathing out and breathing in and breathing out. As you're moving further and further up the hill, the path leads you into a thicket of trees where the landscape changes. And you're surrounded by the most beautiful greenery, a forest full of trees with a lovely soft undergrowth that feels wonderful beneath your feet. Ah, the air, it's crisp mountain air. You feel so free and comfortable, enjoying nature, just you and the earth. Quietly, you walk among the trees, breathing the fresh air, breathing in and breathing out. And now, you see a small dwelling up ahead. It almost looks like a little log cabin. And there is a porch outside with a rocking chair on it. Hesitantly, you approach the cabin, not wanting to disturb the inhabitants. But upon closer examination, you see a sign, and your name is on it. The sign says, "This dwelling belongs to," and there, in perfectly clear block letters, is your full name, first and last. And suddenly you realize that, yes, this is your home. You smile and sigh in satisfaction and comfort, and you walk up the two short stairs to the porch. And you see that there's a glass of cool, refreshing lemonade waiting for you on the small table next to the rocking chair. Ah, you smile and sit down, beginning to rock in the chair. Taking a sip of the lemonade, you find it sweet and tart upon your tongue. And you smile at the delicious sensation. You are delighted. You continue rocking in the chair, rocking back and forth, back and forth. It's so soothing. You pull a patchwork blanket from the back of the chair and wrap it around your shoulders. Ah, it smells of something familiar, but you can't quite place it. The feeling here, sitting in this rocking chair, drinking the lemonade, and wrapped in this blanket, is so familiar, so comfortable. You continue rocking and close your eyes. Ah, so comfortable, so safe. As you continue to rock, you fall into a pleasant sleep, just dozing comfortably on the rocking chair, on your porch, in front of your cabin. And sleepily, you open your eyes when you hear someone open the front door and come out upon the porch. You look up to see who is there, and you're surprised to see it's you. Really you. The you you are, minus any pretense, minus any 21st century personality. The you you really are, minus any accumulated baggage. And you're radiant. Your skin is bright and smooth and looks as if you're illuminated with light from within. And sitting there looking up at this version of yourself, you see this being that is you has the kindest expression. Smiling at you, you are beckoned inside of the cabin. And stepping through the doorway, you look in and see comfortable furnishings. There is an old wooden table with two chairs and a comfy sofa with a chair. You're led to a place on the sofa where you curl up, bringing your feet up and under you. And this other version of you, still smiling, takes a seat in the chair across from you, all the while smiling at you lovingly and peacefully. I know why you're here, this version says. You are here because you want to know your soul's purpose for your present lifetime. You want to know the path you should be taking in your life that will bring you the most satisfaction and happiness and bring the most to those around you whom you love. You're enjoying this other version of you, the light within your eyes, and the peaceful yet animated way this version is speaking to you. And you hear yourself say, "This is your home. You can come here anytime you want. I am always here to support you and to bring you to the peace you crave. You need only walk up the hill and follow the signs to the cabin, your cabin. Here, my sweet one. You were sleeping on the porch. Here's a blanket and a pillow. Rest." You rest your head on the pillow while you're covered up and tucked in so warmly, and you immediately fall into a deep, comfortable sleep. And while asleep, you dream. And in your dream, you travel to many places and talk to wise sages and gurus. And you consult with many brilliant and highly respected people, asking them all the same question. What is my soul's purpose? What is my path? And they say, "It's right here for you to see, for you to know, my dear. It's really very easy. Just stay aware. Listen to the words spoken to you deep inside. Listen. Listen. Watch for the synchronicities that are always occurring. Notice when you're joyful. You are receiving your answers in many ways. You've only to listen and look, and you'll get your information." And you open your eyes. And you notice that you're alone, and there is a note upon the table. Smiling, you read the note, which says, "My dear, you are now able to see the signs you need to see, and you're hearing the words you need to hear. I'm always here guiding you. We are always connected, and you can always access my presence. And with that, you smile and leave the cabin, going back to this place, here and now, in your place of meditation, knowing that anytime you can go back to that cabin, rousing yourself now, dropping your chin upon your chest, taking some nice deep breaths, and bringing yourself once again back into this place. Thank you so much for listening to me. This is your online coach, Lorraine Gordon, of A Journey Into Now. Please email me, stay in touch, and tell your friends. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's presentation. Next Thursday, same time, same place. Bye for now.